Weekend Breakfast
with Refilwe Mpakanyane
on 702 for the curious.
Now, with some studies showing that children who participate in martial arts are more inclined to have a more developed or increased level of confidence, discipline and self-awareness than children who don't, we thought it would be pertinent to talk this kind of martial arts, jiu-jitsu or Brazilian jiu-jitsu, as it's commonly named outside Brazil. And joining me in studio is Kasim Binks. Kasim, good morning. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Hi,
and for coming
morning,
in.
Refilwe. Thank you for having me.
Are you well?
I'm very well. Thank you.
Tell me about your own business and with what you do teaching young kids jiu-jitsu.
Okay, well, I specialize in teaching kids martial arts, specifically Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
Yes.
I am a mixed martial artist, so I specialize in a number of different types of martial arts, mm-hmm. but Brazilian jiu-jitsu being my go-to, the one that I would feel is ideal for kids.
So just describe to us and just clarify what Brazilian jiu-jitsu is, or how it came about.
Okay, well, the sport obviously came about in Brazil. Mm-hmm. Okay, it was taught by the Gracie family and was passed on from generation to generation. It's a modified version of Japanese jiu-jitsu.
Mm-hmm. So, in terms of the form, it's a grappling form of martial arts. And what, you know, tell me what it is that you're teaching kids. What are the fundamentals? What's the goal of jiu-jitsu? When someone first, do I call it a dojo still?
Yes, it's still called a dojo or an academy.
Yeah. When a child steps into your dojo, what are the first sort of principles that you try to instill in them about this form of martial arts?
Okay, well, the first thing is that it's a non-striking martial art, okay, mm-hmm. And it's aimed at basically smaller, unathletic people mm-hmm. Who want something that they can do. A team sport is not for everybody.
Yes, that's
okay?
True.
Okay, remember, in jiu-jitsu, you can't be sidelined in any way, mm-hmm. okay, so you're always involved in the class. It's lots of fun. Mm-hmm. I've seen miraculous differences in kids that have walked through my doors, kids from being slouched over and being really, really unconfident, you know, mm-hmm. to really turning that around within like a matter of months.
Yeah.
And it's the first thing you install is the actual nature of being a martial artist.
Which is what?
Okay, you got to practice being humble. You're going to learn humility the hard way. And it's a really good workout. It makes you feel really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said before, you don't have to be the most athletic person to actually do it. I offer like a fully comprehensive like bully defense program.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. I do group training for children, school training.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm interested in the idea that, and it might seem like a sort of a movie or a Hollywood sort of trope, right? That a kid steps into a dojo or steps into a martial arts program. I'm just saying you can use that for the gum in your hand or steps into an academy or a dojo and essentially develops confidence, like you said, develops that humility, develops a sense of discipline where there never used to be one. So take me through the sort of step-by-step, tenets of the form, where what are you telling the kids when you welcome them into your dojo? What are you telling the kids? This is, you know, about how are you priming them about the journey that they're about to embark on? Essentially, I'm asking, how do you get this confidence, this newfound sense of confidence and discipline?
Well, we have to take really baby steps with them. I play a variety of games with the children. I do a variety of exercises to strengthen their core mm-hmm. and flexibility. I teach them rules of engagement, meaning when are they allowed to use their martial arts, and martial arts mentality, meaning let's use my mind to avoid a situation before trying to use anything physical.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. That's interesting. So how old are your students generally? When's the right time to bring a kid into your dojo?
Okay. I normally accept children from the age of 5 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There have been cases where I have taken kids on at 4 year old. It does depend on the child's maturity and that sort of thing. from, I'd say, between 4 and 15 years old.
Yeah.
Okay. And the 16-year-olds normally just join up with the adult classes.
Mm. Okay. So in terms of being ranked or getting, you know, sort of moving up in stages, what kind of, either competitions or assessments do you guys go through? Do the kids go through, rather?
Well, there is a grading process. Mm-hmm. Okay. A belt system, just like they are with other martial arts.
Mm-hmm.
One of the important lessons in jiu-jitsu is that we don't just give out belts, and it's a slow grading process.
Oh no, no participation ribbons. Come on.
Okay. No, you have to work for it. You earn it.
Mm.
Okay. Yeah. We encourage competition as far as possible. This helps our children get over certain anxieties that they may have.
Mm-hmm.
Some kids get anxiety over the smallest little things, confrontation and absolutely. That sort of stuff. And I've seen this make a remarkable difference to a lot of kids.
Okay. So for those, you know, for those that you've mentioned the fact that obviously in terms of it being a non-striking sport, there's no worry from that aspect from parents. When you are grappling, what are you teaching them? How do they grapple, and what's the ultimate goal in this sport?
Okay, well, basically what I do is I teach children to stay in control of a situation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, jiu-jitsu is primarily aimed at putting your opponent on the floor and staying in control and giving you the choice. So you can put them in a really uncomfortable situation, okay, and inflict X amount of pain on them to make them give up.
Mm-hmm.
Other martial arts don't offer you this choice, meaning once you've punched somebody in the face, it's too late to say sorry, okay, or take it back.
Mm.
In jiu-jitsu, you're able to stay in full control of the situation and neutralize it.
Yeah.
It's very, very effective when it comes to like a bully defense program and stuff like that to help kids stay in control.
Really interesting. Okay, so where can people find you and where do you operate from?
Well, I operate under Vickers Swat Grappling, mm-hmm. which is based at 21 Moncourt Drive in Rand Park.
Mm-hmm.
My email address.
Go ahead.
It's tapoutacademykids@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's fantastic. Tapoutacademykids@gmail.com. All right, lovely. Thank you so much for your time today, Kasim. Really, really appreciate it.
Thank you very much for taking the time to call me.
Absolute pleasure.